French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is fried green tomatoes. Have you seen that now classic commercial where a bunch of cowboys get all freaked out about a salsa that is produced in New York City? Well, I found it similarly amusing to be in an elegant restaurant in New York City recently, where they were offering me a menu which included caviar service, foie gras, and a fried green tomato salad. I had to have that salad. It was pretty good, but it couldn't match many I've had in some mighty funky places in the South, and at the $14 price tag, I could have had a catfish dinner with hush puppies, coleslaw, and a pitcher of cold beer. I'm not here to talk about the economic realities of a restaurant in the Big Apple versus, say, Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky, a place I've actually driven through, though I did not try their tomatoes. I'm here to talk about fried green tomatoes. Who first thought of taking an underripe, hard-as-a-stone tomato and putting it to use? Thank you, whoever you are. Maybe we put too much emphasis in having fruits. That's right, tomato is a fruit, in case you thought it was a vegetable. So, as I was starting to say before I interrupted myself, maybe we put too much weight on enjoying fruits only when they are at a maximum ripeness. In fact, that is my favorite way, but let's explore the range of possibilities. We have come to understand and embrace nose-to-tail cooking, where we don't just select out one small percentage of a creature to consume. That is savage and wasteful in the truest definitions. So, let's look at it as if it were our garden and we were the farmers. Wouldn't you love to reap the harvest in sequences, taking full advantage of what the cycle of nature gives up? Underripe, so to speak, to fully ripe? Often ripening comes after the moment of picking. If they are all ripe on the same day, we face an embarrassment of riches that will lead us to have to throw treasures out. Instead, if we pickle, dry, can, freeze, or get ingenious, we can enjoy the garden nose to tail, too. It's from the School of Ingenious that inspires me to listen raptly to something like In Memory of Elizabeth Reed or O Brother, Where Art Thou, that I happily remake a dish out of the cookbook I wrote with my son Justin. It's simple to find a copy of My Kiwa's Kitchen, or you can go to our website here at WLRN to get the recipe, too. But for now, get yourself some green tomatoes. Ignore the look of pity from fellow shoppers who think you just can't seem to find the riper ones they found. Bring them home, the tomatoes, that is. Rinse them and towel them dry. Now, slice the tomatoes medium and marinate them in a simple vinaigrette for half an hour while you mix a Dixie-inspired cocktail. Justin and I dip them in a buttermilk mixture sparked up with hot sauce, then properly coat them in a flour and cornmeal combo and pan-fry them to a golden, crunchy luster. We also give them a little Caribbean flavor with pica-pepa and cream cheese. The late, great James Beard called for sprinkling them with brown sugar as they cook and finishing them with heavy cream. Now that's home cooking, too. Perhaps a bit on the heavy side, but you could always head out to the back 40 and chop a little cotton. As for me, I'll just watch the movie. Fried green tomatoes, that is. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.